Ladies and gentlemen, Maximum Mike is proud to rock for Rookies.
I know why you wanna hate me. That's right, that's right. That was Limp Bizkit. I am Maximum Mike, and this is Rock for Rookies, and it's going to be a hell of a show. Now, I'm not sure of the pace I should take. Should I give you a slow song quickly, or give you a quick song slowly? Well, right now, I'm going to give you a hard song, softly. This next song, oddly enough, was one of my first encounters with metal. It's a beautiful story that you all know, a fairy tale. It's about three little pigs and a big, bad wolf.
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale. A tale of three little pigs and a big, bad wolf. One day, he bought a guitar. He moved to Hollywood to become a star. But living on the farm, he knew nothing of the city. Built his house out of straw, what a pity. Then one day, jamming on some chords, along came the wolf, knocking on his door. Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin.
Little pig, let me in. you just may hear the big wolf, little piggy, say, little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin.
Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin.
Well, I'm huffing, I'm puffing, I'll fill your house in. Huffing, puffing, blow 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 your house in. Rub it in, I'm puffing, I'll blow your house in. Rub it in, I'm puffing, I'll blow your house in. Rub it in, I'm puffing, I'll blow your house in. Rub it in, I'm puffing, I'll blow your house in.
And the moral of the story is that bands with no talent can easily amuse idiots with a stupid puppet show.
Come on, come on, it was good. You liked it just a little bit, right? Just a little? Green Jello have a great story with tons of hilarious stuff. Two things that need mentioning for sure. The band started out with the goal of being the worst band ever. Secondly, this February 2008, they announced a reunion and a tour. Oh yeah. Just heard from emo rockers Jimmy Eat World and their song The Middle, which was their highest ranking single to date. They're currently working on their sixth album. Before them, we heard from My Morning Jacket, whose new album Evil Urges come out this week. My Morning Jacket are an American rock band known for their eclectic mix of indie rock, country rock, southern rock, psychedelic, and jam band styles. We heard the song Anytime off their last album, Z. We started off the block with glam rockers Bon Jovi, who I have to tell you, well, honestly, they annoy me a little bit. You know, because they're so good musically, but their lyrics and their choruses, what the hell is that about? One Wild Night, that's the best they could think of. They had another song last year called Have a Nice Day. Guess what they repeated over and over in that song? Here, I'll make it up to you with something awesome, though. This is Dropkick Murphys and the song The Dirty Glass.
Brothers knew not to black cat registry ID.
Well, you bit off more than you can chew the first day you met me.
Dusty, dusty, darling dear, you left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer, I fell for you, my darling dear.
You weren't the first to call me mister, you won't be the last.
Oh, I'm sure I wasn't, honey, I know all about your past.
Listen to the big shot with his pager on. You spend most of those nights in my bathroom stall.
Yeah, you got a mind, but you'll have to move.
Mind your own business, boy. How was I to know that he was just a fiend and a no-good cheat?
Well, it's all in the past, bitch, cause now I got it beat.
Dusty, dusty, darling dear, you left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer, no beer, my darling dear. Dusty, dusty, darling dear, you left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer,
I'm
My friends are gone, they're playing with their guns, and I need to carry on.
Alright,
So we started off with Dropkick Murphys, who, when you think about it, are probably better to listen to drunk. That's why I chose the song off their album Blackout, because when you drink, you black out. After that, we heard from Israeli punk rockers Bloodshot Eyes and their song V-Day. For all you drummers out there, BSE are currently looking for a new one of you guys, so throw me a line and I'll hook you two up if you're interested. Finally, the last song, and I have no idea why I played that in this block, because it didn't match at all, was R.E.M. and It's the End of the World as We Know It. Perhaps I'm feeling a bit unhinged. Nonetheless, what I should have played was this.
Can't you see that I want to be there with open arms? It's empty tonight and I'm all alone. Get me through this one. Do you notice I got? Where do you run to? So
I'm
If that voice sounded familiar to you, you don't have to listen to the show because you are not a rookie. Now, those vocals, those were Whitfield Crane, former singer of Ugly Kid Joe. The band Another Animal is another supergroup made up of the Godsmack Band and Crane. He has amazing vocals, and it's such a shame that this is not an ongoing thing for him, but just a side project that Godsmack is doing. They made it out of the leftover songs from the Godsmack album that weren't used. Before them was Finch, with Letters to You, who I'm happy to announce, after a 2-year break, back together and have begun recording a new album, Keep On Truckin'. Now, I'm going to leave you with this next song, a good place to end part one, because, well, this song is really deep, with many, many ideas on a great, great level. It's Liam Lynch. Enjoy.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Whatever. This chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Welcome back to part two, mi amigos. Okay, since learning is the name of the game here at Rock for Rookies, I'm going to teach you a name of a rock band from the 80s that you probably don't know. They aren't the typical radio-played classic rock band, but they do rock. Also, I want to make an announcement to all you listeners out there. I will not be here for the next 2 weeks as I was called up to serve in the reserves for a while, but don't worry, the show will go on because, let's face it, you can't stop the rock. So here's the deal. My partner in crime, Johnny, whom you all know, will be filling in for me here at the station. This next song is dedicated to him. Dude, good luck, have fun, and rock hard. Here is Huey Lewis and the News and the song I Want a New Drug.
I want a new drug. One that won't hurt me.
So that was for Johnny, because let's face it, I want to be alone with him. This next song he's also going to approve of. You heard them last week in the History of Rock Part 2, the 70s. This is Prog Rockers Rush and the song Free Will.
Thank you.
What I love the most about that song are the sudden stops, where he speed sings, "You depend on our protection, still you feed us lies from the tablecloth," and then that great guitar piece that they do throughout the whole song, but like the first time they do it is like 40 seconds in, and then he rounds it off with a la 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 la. Genius. System of a Down, guys, they are their own style, and that's why I saluted them. Before that, we heard from Blues Travelers, and yes, I picked their best-known song because it's catchy, but for those of you who know it, now's the time to go. Blues Travelers? I remember them. Now go out and get some of their stuff. They are a lot of fun, especially for you jam band people. This next song goes out to my significant other, who I will miss like a bad man next week while I'm gone. So this next song goes out to her and Ilona Diamond, who will be taking care of my missus. Ilona, Stay away from my socks, you weirdo. Here's Less Than Jake and All My Best Friends Are Metalheads.
This is a fair request, and I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager. If you will constantly remind yourself that some of my generation judges people by their race, their belief, or the color of their skin, and that this is no more right than saying all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
Expressions on your face. I hope that someday you will let me go. ass. I love the dirty things you do. I have control of you. I love the way you look at me. I love the way you smack my ass. I love the dirty things you do. I have control of you. I love the way you look at me. I love the way you smack my ass. I love the dirty things you do.
Yeah.
Can you get more badass than Korn with their 7-string guitars and their stripped heavy sound? John Davis, we are not worthy. That was Here to Stay off their 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5th album, Untouchables. Before that, we heard from Puddle of Mud, who are not gone, because they actually put out an album last year called Famous. But we heard the song Control from their first single from their album Come Clean. And yes, I do love the way you smack my ass. Hey guys, no need to get upset there, I'm just quoting the song. Singing that song out loud in public areas is always so much fun. Now, the reason I played Korn last was because of their funk style, which is so intrinsic to their early stuff. I would have to say that one of the biggest stars to bring back funk and rock and roll, not metal, but just kick-ass rock, is this next superstar, who is the salute of this week. And considering his career, deservedly so. This week, Rock for Rookies smoothly rises to salute Lenny Kravitz. Lenny Kravitz, or Romeo Blue as he called himself back in the 80s, is one of the lead male rockers in the biz today. From day one, he wanted to be a musician, as he was brought up with every kind of music under the sun. He is a singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and arranger whose retro style incorporates elements of rock, soul, funk, reggae, hard rock, psychedelic folk, and ballads. Besides doing his own backing vocals, he's the one who usually plays all the instruments for the recording of the albums. Oh yeah, he also won the Grammy for Best Male Rock Performer 4 years in a row. Here, off his second album, Mama Said, is a song co-written with Slash, formerly of Guns N' Roses. This is Always on the Run.
You live. guys. Hold on.
Johnny why Lenny was so special, as Johnny's the in-house specialist, and he said two things. One, that he was one of the main artists who brought back normal rock during the end of the 80s when glam rock and thrash metal were the norms of the time. New Wave had just not died, and we needed something new. Secondly, Johnny said, he's really, really good-looking. So true. I love the dreadlock stage of his career, but when he went afro with his body... Here off the album 5 is the song that really got me into Kravitz back in 1998. Here is Fly Away. I'm not sure if this is relevant, but Lenny Kravitz's personal faith, he says, is a big part of his music. His mom was Christian and his dad was Jewish, so he says he identifies with both, but it's all the same to him. He He was quoted as saying, "I'm half Jewish and I'm half black, so you have to look in the middle." You can find many lyrics and ideas like that in his album Baptism. Now, one of the other reasons that I chose Lenny was that he just put out an album like 2 months ago called Love Revolution. So to celebrate this new album's release, here's one of the singles off of it. It's called Love, Love, Love. I love that riff. He really has a sexy sound, doesn't he? He's really good at that. Now, if asked, well, I would have to say his glory days are over. Yes. But under no circumstances is he down for the count. No way. He's like Hulk Hogan. I mean, he may no longer be fighting Andre the Giant, but even now, when he comes out, you're like, oh my god, it's Hulk Hogan. And you freak out when he wins matches because, you know, he's still ripped and damn it, I totally just went off topic there, didn't I? Anyway, right, so Lenny, he's like that. Always happy to get a new album because, you know, they're match winners. They're just not going to win WrestleMania. Either way, Lenny Kravitz, it's been an honor and a privilege for me to say, all right, rookies, that's all the time we have for this week. But remember, next week you're going to be joined by Johnny for what's sure to be an exciting show. I'm Maximum Mike. This is Rock for Rookies, signing out. Till next time, rock on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye.
goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen, so let go.